Well, good morning, Hope Church. My name's Mark. I'm the pastor here at Hope Church. And you're really welcome to our online service. I'm so pleased that you're joining us from across London and even across the world. Now, please do interact with the live feed. Do ask questions and put prayer requests there and encourage one another. We'd love you to do that. Now, we're living in challenging times, just past 100 days of lockdown. And all around us, we see poverty, we see the loss of jobs. We're in the middle of a recession, and a recession is what lies ahead over the coming months and years. There's loneliness, there's depression, there's mental health issues left, right, and center. And if you're anything like me, you can feel totally inadequate. Here's little me with this mass need everywhere that I look. Now, we're going to look at a miracle today in the Gospels, which I believe is very relevant for today. In fact, it's the only miracle in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it's one that many of you will know well. It's about a little boy with his packed lunch that fed 5,000 people. And just before we read the story in John's Gospel, I want you just to think of the contrast, the huge contrast. A little boy with his packed lunch feeds 5,000 people. What's the difference? What makes that possible? The simple answer is Jesus. Because of Jesus, the 5,000 people are fed. And not just fed, there is an overflow and there are baskets of food left over. So let's turn to the Bible, let's turn to John's Gospel and chapter 6 and verses 1 to 15. I'll read and you can follow along. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a large crowd was following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes and seeing a large crowd was coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread to feed all these people?" Philip answered, in order to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered Jesus, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get even a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many? Jesus said, make all the people sit down. Now there was much grass in this place. So the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. As many of you will know, it's the feeding of the 5,000, but there's probably around 20,000 people on that mountainside. We have 5,000 men, but then women and children. So this was a vast, vast crowd. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had all eaten their fill, he told his disciples, gather up all the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that Jesus had done, they said, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him away by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The title of this message is Ingredients for a Miracle. I want to look at 3 ingredients from the passage that are ingredients for a miracle. Number 1, You. Yes, you. In verse 9, we read, don't we? There is a boy. Simon Peter says to Jesus, look, there is a boy. Now, we don't know much about this boy. Did he travel with the disciples? We don't know. Was he a relative? Was he a friend? We don't know. All we know is that this boy was in the right place at the right time. What made the boy bring his lunch to the disciples, to Simon and Peter and to Philip? What made him do that? We don't know. But he brought his loaves and fishes. And when he did that, this unnamed boy was used by God as a key ingredient for a miracle. Listen, you need to hear this. God's provision and miracles nearly always come through people. God provides the right person at the right time to do the miracle. David, as a boy, steps forward with his sling and defeats Goliath. Samson comes with his jawbone and defeats the Philistines. Moses with his staff. The little boy with his lunch. There is a boy here that God used. Now in everyday life, in our lives in 2020, you are the one that God will use to provide for others, to protect others, to bless others, to encourage others. God will use you. Now I wanted to say something very interesting about this boy. He was doing this in obscurity. He brought his lunch to the disciples in obscurity, but then it was brought into the light by Jesus. I want to say something to many of you. Don't be downcast about serving the Lord in obscurity. Be faithful. God sees your faithfulness. He sees your prayers. He sees your acts of kindness. He sees your generosity. My prayer is that God would give us all the grace to serve him and be used by God in obscurity. Our Father in heaven sees what we do. This boy is not named, but he comes into the light and is used by God, but he did the act in obscurity. Verse 9 carries on. Here's a boy. And then it carries on and it says, what is this? What is this lunch? What are these loaves and fishes amongst so many? What are they for so many? Just think about this. The boy comes forward and immediately he brings what he has, and immediately the disciples snuff out his candle. Pah, it's so small. Ha, it's nothing. They laugh at his packed lunch. I mean, there is a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Oh, ha, ha, what a joke. Ha, what are they amongst so many? And that is what happens to so many of us. We come to God and then we hear this whisper in our ears that says, what's the use of trying? Who are you in the whole scheme of things? You're weak. You're a failure. Who are you, one person, in a world of billions, in a city of 7-8 million, in a borough of London of 400,000? Who are you? It snuffs out our initial enthusiasm. You say, I'm a mother, I have 3 kids, I cannot serve God. What can I do? Here I am, but what can I do? Listen, you need to hear what Jesus says. You can be used by God. Bring up 3 amazing children. You say, here I am, but what can I do? I'm stuck at home in lockdown. I can't have any impact. Yes, you can. Pick up your phone and call people. Email people, Zoom people, write cards to people, pray for people. Yes, you can be used by God. I want to tell you something very important. You see, the devil is afraid of what we can do, so he tries to stop us doing anything. You see, even the little that you can do Satan is afraid of you doing. Satan's biggest ploy is to stop the little things, to stop the small things. Please do not despise the small, the little, the baby steps. You, when you do that little, when you take that step, when you write that card, when you send that email, when you pray that prayer, those little steps bring about a miracle. You say, who am I among so many, among 7 million people? Who am I? I'm so small. I'm so weak. I'm so little. But God uses little boys with what they have to do mighty miracles. What is mocked by man is used by God. So the first key ingredient to a miracle is you. Secondly, offer up what you have. It seems so inadequate, doesn't it? Loaves and fish, small loaves, mini fish to feed a multitude. It's barely enough for one boy's lunch. But the boy is willing to let go of what he has. He's willing to part with what he has. He could have gone into a corner, couldn't he, and have just eaten his lunch on his own and nobody would have known. He'd have thought, oh, I'm fine. Don't know about the other 4,999, but I'm okay. And nobody would have known. But he offered up what he had to God. He offered up what he had to be used by Jesus. You see, so often there's a voice in our head which says, make money first before you give any away. Look after number one before you help others. No, no. We are to offer up to Jesus what we have. And then look, 5,000 people are fed. And the boys still got lunch and there was baskets and baskets left over. Listen, anything that we take from ourselves and give to Jesus is well invested. Anything, time, talents, treasure, finances, anything that we take and give to Jesus is well invested. There is a blessing when we selflessly give, when we selflessly give to the Lord Jesus. The situation we are living today in 2020, is a situation where Jesus says to us, bring to me what you have. Whatever you have, bring it to me. Offer up your packed lunches to me. Offer up your finances. Whether you have a little or whether you have a lot. Some of you will be struggling at this time. You have a very, very little. Offer the little that you have to Jesus. Some of you actually will be mightily blessed at this time. Your expenses are far down from normal and you are being blessed by the Lord Jesus. Well, offer up a lot of what you have. Your talents, your ability to help others and use the gifts and skills that you have, offer it up to Jesus. Your time. Some of you will have half an hour a day because you are busy lives and kids and family and work. Others of you will have hours on end. Whatever you have, offer it up to Jesus. Let me just give you a few examples from my life over lockdown, over the last kind of 100 days. You know, there's just a few things that I've done in terms of this is my packed lunch, Jesus. So as a church, we signed up to help the council provide food parcels for those who were struggling financially, those who had no recourse to public funds. So I've been getting phone calls and text messages and probably two or three times a week over the last two or three months have just gone to Tesco's with two bags of shopping and dropped them round to someone's house. There's my packed lunch. There's my bit that I can do. I'll make a phone call. I'll pray for people. I've got a list of people in the church that I'm praying for. Friends who are struggling at this time, I'm praying for. This is my lunchbox. This is what I can do. This is what I can offer with my time and with the abilities and the talents that I have. as church leaders, I normally will kind of gather together the Stratford church leaders once a month to have fellowship and to pray and to plan various events in the year. There's roughly 30 churches are engaged in that in Stratford. And obviously since March, we haven't been able to meet in person. So what we've done, what I decided to do was, okay, church leaders, we can't plan events, we can't do this, we can't do that. What we can do is pray. So for the last 14 weeks, 2 o'clock on a Thursday, we've gathered on Zoom and we've prayed. We've prayed as church leaders from Stratford for the locality, for the nation, for the city of London, for specific needs, for God to come. And I'm saying, Lord, this is my pat lunch. This is my time. This is what I can do. Here it is. Use it. Multiply it. Do something with it. For such a time as this, say, God, use me. God, this is what I have. Let me give it to you. Don't put yourself down. Don't focus on what you cannot do. Rather, give to Jesus what you have. And in verse 11, we read on that Jesus took the loaves into his hands. He took them. He took them into his hands. Jesus, the living God, associates himself with something as feeble as a wafer piece of bread, a loaf, and a little fish. And in the hands of Jesus, the multitudes are fed. When our ordinary comes into contact with Jesus, then all things are possible. Listen, bring what you possess to Jesus so it's associated with him. Bring your brain to the Lord Jesus so it's associated with the teachings of God. Bring your heart to Jesus so it's warmed with the love of God. Bring your tongue to Jesus so it's touched by God, so your words bring life and encouragement. Jesus will not number your deficiencies. And he rarely gives us new gifts or abilities. But what Jesus does do is he gives power to use miraculously the gifts and the talents that we give to him. Give it to him and he will touch it. And he will thank God for it. And he will bless it in incredible ways. Jesus accepted these loaves and fishes. Why? Because they were brought to him, willingly given to him. Children of God, we are to say, Lord, here I am. Make use of me. Make use of what I have. And Jesus gave thanks. He gave thanks for the bread and the fish. He knew what was coming. He knew the miracle was on its way. Whatever you willingly give to Jesus, Jesus will say, thank you, Mark. Thank you. Let me multiply and use what you have given to me. When you give your words, your time, your talents, your treasures, Jesus says, thank you, thank you. And then he multiplies and the miracle takes place. The story of the feeding of the 5,000 is a little boy's little in the hands of Jesus that prevents misery and hunger for thousands. Your little in the hands of Jesus can bring hope, can bring blessing, can bring food, can bring encouragement to one, to ten, to thousands, to millions. Who knows in the hands of Jesus? Offer up what you have to Jesus. Put it in his hands and see the miracle. And finally, the third ingredient in a miracle is that it unveils Jesus. You see, verse 14 tells us at the end of the miracle, It says, when the people saw the sign that had been done, they said, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. The miracle of the loaves carried them back in their minds to the Israelites in the wilderness, and the manna from heaven, Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. Now the people were longing for a deliverer, for someone to rescue them and save them. And as the bread increased, so did their wonder. The boy and his lunch revealed Jesus to the multitudes. Listen, when you give your loaves and your fishes to Jesus, a miracle can happen and people can see and come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. This preach is my loaves and fishes. I believe in the hands of Jesus, it can be used to unveil Jesus to many throughout the world. You see, a miracle at its core and at its heart is to reveal Jesus. Yes, the blind can see. Yes, the lame can walk. Yes, the multitudes are fed. But a miracle is the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, who died on the cross to save us from our sins. It's the revealing of Jesus to the world. In John's Gospels, there are seven signs, seven miracles, all of which point to Jesus as the deliverer and as the Savior of the world. You and I have the greatest calling ever, which is to be used by God to reveal Jesus to others. While we're on this planet, that is one of the most beautiful and wonderful things that we are called to do. To be used by God to reveal Jesus to others. So let me conclude. What are the ingredients for a miracle? Number one is you. Yes, you. Number two is offering up what is in our hands. And number three, it's unveiling Jesus to those in this world. You offer up, unveil Jesus. Again, you. It's you. God uses you to be part of the miracle. Now, I want to close with a challenge, a very practical challenge this week. All of us are in this funny season of lockdown. Even with things easing a little bit, it's still not normal life, whatever that is. I want to challenge you to do something this week. I want you to think, what can you do for Jesus this week? Whether you're old, young, rich, poor, all of us can do something, however little, however small. Think David and his sling, the woman in the temple with her two coins, Moses and his staff, Nehemiah and his prayer and his request. So what I'd like you to do this week is take a piece of paper or a page in your journal or a page on your phone and find a little bit of time on your own and pray to the Lord and write down, what are your loaves and fishes? What are the things that you're going to offer up to the Lord this week? And when you've written them down, do you know what I want you to do? I want you to go and do it. To go and act upon it and give it into Jesus' hands. Let me pray to close. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Savior of the world, that you are the bread of life. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful miracle that many of us know so well. But Father, I pray for a fresh challenge for each one of us to be used by God in this season as such a time as this. To be used by the Lord with the gifts and the talents and the time and the treasure that we have, to offer it up to you, and then to see the multitudes blessed, to see miracles, to see people come to faith, to see supernatural provision, to see doors open, to see people encouraged and to come out of their darkness and to come out of their struggles and to be set free from their sin. Lord, those miracles come about when we do our bit, because we are involved in the miracle. We are the key ingredient, giving what we have into the hands of the Almighty One to see things happen that we could never ask or imagine, because they are so wonderful. So Lord, come this week. Let us do our part with the loaves and the fishes that we have in our hands to give them to Jesus. Amen.